What should you be doing? How much should you be spending? Should you even be marketing right now? These are all questions I'm getting. What videos should I be creating? How do I set up videos? What should I be using? I'm getting a ton of questions from people. And what can you be doing right now? So we're gonna answer a lot of those today. Welcome to the Garlic Marketing Show, special edition here with Ian Garlic. And we're gonna talk today about marketing during these extenuating times. But one of the first things I want to talk to you about is making sure you have a good strategy in place. And if you're one of our clients, you've gone through the Storyboard Blueprint session, which we're going to talk about today, make sure to be going back to that, thinking about what videos, how to create those videos, how many, and where you're going to put those. If you aren't a client and you want to create a Storyboard Blueprint, or if you are a client and haven't done one in a while and want to start over, I'm offering in the next couple weeks a free week-long workshop. There's gonna be a few different sessions, but exactly how to get in the right video marketing mindset, how to create those videos that convert, where to put them, exactly how they should be formatted, creating a whole list of those videos. We've used this strategy for a lot of our clients. Recently used this strategy and we're able to create over 100 videos in a day and a half period with one of our awesome clients. So I'm doing that for free. There's no upsell. I think there'll be a huge opportunity for you to create videos in the future. And what I'm going to talk about today is, you know, why you should be creating those videos. The number one thing is people are asking, should I be marketing? And if you own a business, that's your number one responsibility, is to always be marketing. Now, the big difference, I think the reason people are asking why should, or if I should be marketing, is they think of marketing as sales. Marketing drives sales. But marketing is not sales, and it's not hardcore selling if it's done properly. Marketing should be defined as portraying value, giving value to someone to the point where they take an action. Now, that action might be leading to a sale, it might be a phone call, but also it could be just brand recognition. It could be paying attention to your story. It could be subscribing to your YouTube channel. It could be paying attention to your Facebook page. It could just be opening your email or sending you a referral. All these things are marketing, but more now than ever, you need to be in front of your clients. And that's why, you know, I see huge, huge opportunities, especially with video, for you to be marketing to your clients. And of course, I love video, but I think more now than ever, it's the most important thing we can do. And why is that? Because they need to see your face. They need to hear your voice. They need to know that you are there for them. I'm here for you all. It's been a little bit difficult because I'm up in the mountains, very little internet. I happen to have my video equipment, but I was not planning on, we didn't do this to escape. We were here for my son's spring break. And, but I want to use this opportunity to reach out to everyone to answer a lot of their questions. And you can be doing the same thing too. No matter where you are, we have video cameras with us. We'll talk a little bit later about equipment, but the big thing is you can be marketing to your clients by providing value, just like this. And the more you provide value, the more you stand from them, the better off you are. And where the huge opportunity lies is right now people are on Facebook. Facebook's getting a surge of people going through Facebook, surge of people going through Instagram, surge of people watching YouTube. And that's your opportunity to get in front of them and help them. Think about their fears. Think about their journey. That's what we do, stress in the blueprint. Think about each of their scenes. What are they going through right now? And what kind of value can you provide to them? And that's the types of videos that you should be creating and putting out there. It's valuable videos on what's going on in your industry, what you see happening, what's gonna happen when this is all over, what can people do now to prepare for what's going on, as well as creating valuable videos about how you are feeling. Obviously, we're all scared. It's, you know, I've had a lot of people asking, you know, what do you think is going to happen? I've been through a lot of this before, you know, and you're asking why should I listen to Ian about this? Well, I was a trader in 1999 and 2001 during the crash and September 11th. And then I was working in New York City during the commercial real estate crash, and was in marketing there, and that's when we started Authentic Web. And I realized that, you know, these are the times when there are the biggest opportunities. So I always saw those dips and you get that feeling of fear. But if you look around, and it's not being opportunistic, it's shifting. I'm not saying you should take advantage of anyone. I'm saying you should take advantage of the time. Now, there are some things other things you can take advantage of, because the biggest fortunes are made at these times, because things shift, people see the shift, they take advantage of it and go in that direction, right? And that's what you can do with your video and your marketing. Additionally, your competition, there's a lot of people that are gonna put their heads down. They're gonna pause everything. That's gonna lower Facebook ad costs. That's gonna lower your marketing costs. That's gonna lower advertising costs. So they're gonna pause everything, and they're pausing everything, so there are less people in front of your clients, and your clients are spending more time with them. So you're gonna get right now on your marketing dollar 2 to 3 times the return, long-term return on investment. Will it necessarily happen next week or next month? I don't know. I can honestly say that, but what I can tell you is if you put valuable videos in front of your clients, and your face is there, and they hear your voice, and you're genuinely helping them, they will remember that when everything turns back on. And it will. It might take a little while to turn back on, but things will start happening again. You know, we have a lot of attorneys. Stuff's paused right now. As soon as that stuff is unpaused, there's going to be a rush. I was reading about a plan for an increase in, plan for increase in divorces because people are stuck inside. There's people are going to be increasing how much they spend on their houses because they're looking around. They might be going to Home Depot. They might be looking and saying, hey, I need to fix these things in my house. Re-looking at their insurance, re-looking at their taxes. There's so many things that are going to shift, and you can help them. You can guide them as a professional, and you can be there in front of them. So like I said, this is a huge, huge opportunity. Now, one of the things you might be asking then is, well, how do I address the virus? Let me start by telling you how not to address the virus, and that's don't address it in a technical fashion. And in fact, I wouldn't even put the virus and its name inside of any of my emails, inside of my website, and on my landing pages. I would say during these difficult times, we are available via Zoom. We are available via FaceTime. We are available for you, just like we are. So yes, do that. Make a video about it. Because this is what happens when someone comes to your website. They are, they're scared. Right? They're already scared. And then they see this and you're their authority and they see COVID-19 and coronavirus. And we relate all that to all this fear that we're going through. So it's naturally going to bring up a fear in them. Whereas seeing your face, hearing your voice can be very helpful. And we need to see more faces and voices. I mean, I'm stuck, I love my family, but we're here together, three of us, for a week. And while we planned it, we still plan to get out, which we haven't yet. And people are going to be ready to see other people's faces. And luckily, like with my team, we're doing a stand-up. They're enjoying seeing each other's faces. Same thing here. So get in front. Make videos for your clients. Additionally, teach them how to use Zoom if you use it. Teach them how to use Skype. Make a video on how to use those things. We have those videos that we send to our clients. But because people might be afraid to even use that technology. You never know what could be stopping them. They might feel like they're going to break it. I was talking to someone who was setting up a camera. They might feel like it's not going to work for them. So make them videos about that, how they can get along and how they can communicate with you. Keep on creating your normal content. Especially I would create stuff relevant to this and what people can do, but then leave it there. Maybe some reassurances, maybe telling them, but you can create content that is educating them, especially if you're talking about their journey. Earlier on in their journey, not the stuff that's selling them on you, but earlier on their journey, before they know they have a problem. When we go through this in the blueprint process, before they know they have a problem, when they think they have a problem, so that when they start looking for their own solution. All that stuff's happening right now. And a lot of stuff that people have put off looking for a solution to, they're now looking for a solution to. So start putting out that content that's earlier in their journey. And once again, if you don't have that customer, the storyboard blueprint, that I'm talking about, we're going to be doing that for free. Look at the link below this podcast in the show notes, or if you're watching this on YouTube, we'll put the link below to sign up for it. I'm not sure, what we're going to do with it afterwards, because it's going to be a live session. But for right now, it will be free for everyone that joins during that live workshop. So, what else should you be doing? Well, before I get into what else should you be doing, I would also tell you one last thing about your videos is give away your best knowledge. Give it away. I know you think you have some secret sauce. We all think we do. We don't. And even if you do give away your secret sauce, less than 5% of people are going to take action on it. So you're not giving away any secret sauce, but you are helping people. And the more you give away specific things they can do, the more of a value you'll be to them, the more of an authority you'll be to them, and the more of a friend you'll be to them. Because that's what video does. It helps to make you an authority and a friend. So now, beyond that, what else can you do? Well, be giving reviews to businesses that you've been to. They're having a tough time right now. So you've got a few extra minutes. Review your, you know, anyone that you've worked with. Of course, we'd love for you to review us, but review all the people that you've worked with, your contractors, your car dealer, if you bought a car, your grocery store, your local restaurants. Go give them some reviews. Give them some love. And share their message out there, especially those businesses that are struggling. And look to highlight those local businesses that are struggling, you know, and that will be struggling right now. Do what you can for them in the context of what you're doing. Talk about them. Then feel free also to ask for reviews. Right now, once again, people have some time. So make sure to ask for reviews. Say, hey, can you help boost our business? Because this will. The reviews will help your ratings. It'll help your rankings. It'll help your conversion rate. It'll increase traffic. So be asking for reviews. Additionally, you know, right now is a great time to be thinking about search engine optimization, SEO. How can I get more content? And video is one of the best ways for you to bust out a lot of content and get it on your website, which will increase your traffic. People are going to pause things right now, right? They're going to be like, oh, I'm going to take a break. That's your chance to leapfrog. That is always the chance to leapfrog ahead of someone. And SEO is definitely a marathon. So if someone sits down, if you knew that someone was going to sit down during the marathon, would you sit down too? No, you'd keep running it. We've got some great episodes on SEO. I've got some great episodes on SEO coming up of things that you can be doing. And we'll be talking about that in some future episodes. What else can you be doing? Well, setting up your home studio and allotting time. Make video a habit right now. Make marketing a habit. Finish up any marketing projects. Because right now you have a flexibility in time. So you can decide on that time, right, of day. Whether it's the first thing in the morning, I get up every morning at 8 and shoot some videos and write. I mean, I get up early before that, but, you know, I start my videos at 8. If anyone knows me out there, my friend Jeremy texts me sometimes at 4 a.m., but that's a whole nother story. But so you can get up and carve out that time and practice. Practice with your own setup. And I'm going to be doing some more stuff about the technical setups, but if you don't have a camera set up right now, get a little tripod for your iPhone, use your headphones, and get it set up. We also have some ways that we can remote direct you now and get you a super high quality video out of your iPhone. You know, if you're a client or thinking about becoming a client, feel free to reach out to us about that. But the big thing is, if you have that blueprint, if you have that storyboard blueprint, you'll know the videos, you'll know how to make that content, and you'll know how to do it. And then it's just a matter of uploading them and distributing them, which in that blueprint plan, you'll have created as well. So you can create a ton of video content. The biggest thing is that you have a setup that is easy for you. You can always evolve your setup. You can improve your setup. You can improve your videos over time. And we're constantly improving our video, and you know, we're going to talk more about that. And additionally, you can still hire a videographer. You know, you can find some people. You don't even have to be right next to them. It's easy to shoot video 6 feet away from someone. So there are videographers out there looking for business. And I know we have a shelter in place, but pay attention to your local health codes. But you can have someone shoot video for you without even being close. There's remote video ways, but additionally, you know, you can, if you want to keep it super simple, you can do Zoom and Loom, all the ooms. Those are easy ways to be making some videos right off the bat. You can just use your webcam, but you can always improve your videos. So those are some great ways to do it. Additionally, you know, what can you be doing? Learning right now. listen to the Garlic Marketing Show. I get these experts on here to help you all. I love to learn from them as well, but I really want the experts to help you. So learn about, you know, if you don't have the storyboard blueprint done, sign up for that workshop. If you learn a lot right now, you have an opportunity with a clearer mind and a quieter phone to be doing that and get yourself ahead. There's a lot of great resources out there. If you go to storycruise.com, we're going to be putting a ton of information on there. And we're planning some cool stuff, including a virtual video summit in the next few months. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities to learn, but you know, definitely strike that balance. And finally, you know, like I said, just do stuff. Version done is better than version none. I've had to create this video a couple times because stuff didn't work, but I'm getting it out because I feel a responsibility to get it out. Get stuff out, get in front of people. You can always take it down, but you'll get better at making video. You'll feel more comfortable on video. You'll hear your voice more. And if you are providing value, you can overcome those feelings of I shouldn't be marketing, I shouldn't be selling, and actually help people because they can see you, hear your voice. If you're a professional, you have people that look to you as an authority and they want to hear from you. And this is your opportunity to do it. And plus you have a huge opportunity to just really skyrocket your business. Now we might enter a recession, I don't know. But a lot of big businesses were built in recessions and depressions. So there is a huge opportunity. And I would suggest taking advantage of it, creating more content, spending money on marketing if you can, you know, and allocating more resources to marketing, as long as it's not going to destroy your business. There's a lot of loans out there. There's a lot of things out there that right now you can get for low that are going to stimulate the economy and help you to really grow a great business at this time. But don't be afraid. Fear is not going to help you at all. It's just do what you can, make a plan, execute the plan, and keep moving forward. That's the best advice I can give to you. And look at this as your big opportunity. And of course, stay safe and stay healthy. Well, I appreciate you listening to me. I hope this is helpful. If you're on the podcast, you know, go over to the Facebook page if you want to comment on it. If you're watching this on YouTube, thank you. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and make sure if you have any comments, any questions, you'll see in the show notes or links below a link to sign up for that Storyboard Blueprint workshop for free. So that'll be really, I hope to see a lot of you on there. But additionally, you know, just keep moving forward. I cannot tell you that much enough. So thank you so much for listening to me. Thanks for taking us on your journey. This has been Ian Garlic and the Garlic Marketing Show.